If one has peiros that are subject to the kedushas peiros shviyas, let's say one is concerned that the sale to the non-Jew didn't take effect, and it's a farm, or one feels that kedushas peiros shviyas even applies to peiros that grew on the farm of a non-Jew. That's what the Chazon Ish thought. We should follow the opinion of the Mabit, of Rav Moshe Mitrani. He thinks that the Mabit was greater than Rabbi Yosef Karo. We should follow his opinion. So what are the laws that apply to kedushas peiros shviyas? Well, let's say you have peiros that grew on the farm of a Jew. So they are subject to kedushas peiros shviyas. So what are some of the dinim? So one of the pasuk says, "Vayisa Shabbos arts lechem li'ochlo." The peiros that grow during Shemitah have kedusha, and you're supposed to eat them. So the rabbis in the Talmud comment, "Le'ochlo v'lo lehepsid." You're not allowed to ruin the peiros shviyas because it's like taking a pair of tefillin and throwing it in the garbage. So the peiros shviyas, the fruits of vegetables that grow in the Shnas HaShemitah have kedusha. So it's like taking a Sefer Torah and throwing it into an incinerator. You're not allowed to. The peiros shviyas may not be destroyed. Tosfos comments, peiros, destroy peiros. Peiros in America, you're not allowed to destroy. There's the Chadina Baltashchis. So what do you need a new din li ochla v'lola hefsid? You're not allowed to destroy or waste the peiros shviyas. You're not allowed to waste anything that's roi l'achil asanam. Of course, there's a din of Baltashchis. What do you need an additional din here for? So Tyson says, no, take for example the following case. A person that ate his meal, and he has leftover vegetables. He has a little leftover bread. So what is he going to do? He's going to put away the leftover vegetables in the refrigerator and going to save it till tomorrow. Nah, tomorrow his wife is going to make him a new meal. He's not going to save what he has from today. So we assume, what do you say? You should stuff yourself. Even though you're full, you don't really want to eat anymore, so you should stuff yourself in order not to violate Baltashchis. So we don't say it like that. Baltashchis de gufei is more serious than Baltashchis on the food. So if he has leftover bread or leftover vegetables or whatever left over and he's not going to eat it, tomorrow he's going to eat fresh fruits and vegetables. He's not going to eat today's leftovers. We don't do that. So that, strictly speaking, there's no violation of Baltashchis. So that's what the pasuk says, Liochla v'lola hefsid, that the peiros shviyas have kedusha. Not only are you not allowed to destroy them, wantonly destroy them, that's a violation of Baltashchis. Even if it's leftover fruits or vegetables and you really don't plan to eat it, there's a din you're not allowed to throw it out in the garbage. So what do? So the din will be that you have to save it. You don't have to put it in the freezer, but you're not allowed to throw it in the garbage right away. You have to put it in a plastic bag and leave it around the house until it becomes so spoiled, so rotten, that it's no longer roi l'achil asadam. So then it no longer has the kedushas peiros shviyas. The kedushas peiros shviyas only retain as long as it's fit for human consumption. Once it's no longer roi l'achila, so there's no din of kedushas peiros shviyas, so then you can throw it in the garbage. So that's why many Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they'll have fruits or vegetables, and when they'll finish eating, they'll have leftover bread or leftover fruits and vegetables. If it's a fruit or a vegetable or a grain or whatever that has kedushas peiros shviyas, so they won't throw it out. Normally you throw out whatever's left over, there's no baltashchis. Here they won't throw it out. They won't put it in the freezer either. You're not mechuyev to preserve it, li'oy l'avoyed. So you put it on the side in a bag and you wait till it gets spoiled, nifsa machilas adam, and then you throw it in the garbage, because that's the din of kedushas peiros shviyas li'ochla v'lo lehefsid. Another din of li'ochla v'lo lehefsid is, let's say you have oranges. So oranges are normally eaten raw. You don't cook oranges. It's not normal to eat it like that. So if you take fruits that have a kedushas peiros shviyas and you cook them, if you take potatoes that have kedushas peiros shviyas and you cook it, so that's the normal way to eat potatoes, is cooking it. So you don't say that cooking it is considered ruining the peiros shviyas. But if you have oranges that are normal, apples that are normally eaten raw, and then you're going to cook the apples or the oranges, that's considered ruining it. So then that's a violation of liochla v'lo lehefsid. Or let's say you have oranges that can be eaten in the raw state. You can eat the oranges, and then I'm going to squeeze it out and make orange juice. So the Talmud has accepted the opinion of, there's a dispute between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer was outvoted, that the juices that are squeezed out from all of other fruits and vegetables other than olives and grapes do not have the status of a pri. Only the mashkim, ayotzim, and azesim, and anovim, only olive oil and grape juice retain the status of pri. So if I'm going to take apples that have kedushas peiros shviyas or oranges and I'll squeeze it out and make orange juice, So that's considered a violation of liochla v'lola hefsit, because originally it was a pri when it was intact, and now I destroyed it. Now it's no longer a pri. So that's a violation of liochla v'lola hefsit. Or another din liochla v'lola hefsit, many people, after they finish making havdalah, so they'll take the leftover wine of havdalah and they'll use it to pour out the flame. So many poskim say that that's a, if it's wine of kedushas perishvius, that would be a violation of liochla v'lola hefsit, because they're not using the wine to drink it. You're using the wine to pour out the candle. Or on Pesach night, we're going to use, if you use wine that was made from grapes that grew during Shnas HaShmita, so the wine has kedushas perishvius, so usually on Pesach night, we spill over some of the wine when we say Dom Tzvadeya, and that wine is Halach Libud. We throw it out in the garbage. But many people stam when they say Havdalah, they fill a cup till it overflows, and then the leftover wine, even if you don't dip the candle into it, many people throw out that wine. The Gemara says in one place that it's a Simin Broche. If wine is spilled on Matzoi Shabbos in the house, it's a Simin Broche. So that's many poskim are of the opinion that's a violation of liochla v'lola hefsid. It's not a violation of bal tashchis, because whatever is done as a simen toiv, whatever is litzarah p'niyadim, is not a violation of bal tashchis. So we spill over the wine, you rub wine in your eyes, in your pockets, whatever people do, whatever mehagim, strictly speaking, it's not a violation of bal tashchis, because we're doing it litzarah p'niyadim. But still, it's a question of liochla v'lola hefsid. So if it's wine that was made from grapes that have a kedushas perishvius, so then it's not proper to do that. Now in Eretz Yisrael, there's an institution of Otsar Bezdin. Otsar Bezdin is not something that was invented in the 20th century by the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish just popularized it. It's a passage in the Tosefta. Tosefta is written by the Tanoim, and it's discussed in the Talmud Yerushalmi, and it's quoted by the Ramban in his commentary on Chumash. Otzer Bezdin runs as follows. If you have a farm, one of the laws of Kedushas Perishvius is liochla v'lola schora, that you're not allowed to make big business with Perishvius. Or take, for example, there's another din. If you sell Perishvius, if I have fruits or vegetables of Perishvius, I sell it for money, so the money that you give me as the Meha Mekach for the purchase of the fruits or vegetables gets kodesh b'kedushas perishvius. What do you mean the money has kedusha? You can't eat the money. So the din is you have to take the money and buy salami, sandwiches, or whatever, some kind of food, and eat that food before the shasabir of whatever the original fruit or vegetable was. Every fruit or vegetable or grain has its own shasabir. So if I sold some fruits or vegetables or grain that have a kedushas perishvius to them, and I got money, so that money is endowed, it's nitvas, so that money has a kedushas perishvius. I'm supposed to use that money to buy any kind of food, fruits or vegetables, whatever, and eat it up before the shasabiur of the original food which I sold and I got the money for. So that din only applies if I sold fruits or vegetables and I got money in payment for the fruit or the vegetable. So now the Tosefta says, if there's a Jewish farmer who's observing the laws of Shemitah. He didn't sell his farm to a non-Jew. He's observing the laws of Shemitah. And then instead of being mafkir, he should really open up the gates and be mafkir everything. But then it's going to be a mad rush. Whoever is more aggressive is going to run in and grab all the fruits and the vegetables and eat it up. So the Sefta discusses a fair democratic system of distributing the perishvias to the public. The Bezdin should take over charge. So the farmer, instead of just opening up the gates and leaving it open to the public, he should really invite the representatives from the local Bezdin that they should supervise the distribution. So the Bezdin should see to it that they should sell the fruits and the vegetables, not that they're charging money for the fruits and the vegetables. They're asking the public to pay for the fact that the food was packaged and it was washed off and it was delivered to the market and so on. They're not really charging money for the fruit or the vegetable itself that you're not allowed to do, liochla v'lo l'schora. And if you would charge money for the fruit or the vegetable, then the money would be nitvas b'kedushas perishvius. They're only charging for the labor. They're entitled to some money because they're overseeing the distribution of the fruits and the vegetables. So they don't have to do it for nothing. And the farmers are cleaning off the fruits and the vegetables and wrapping it and distributing it to the supermarkets and so on. So if the amount of money that they're charging is not really for the vegetable itself, it's only to pay those who are doing the work, the labor, so that money is not teifas domov, and there's no violation of liochle v'lo l'schore here. So that's what's accomplished through the oitzah bezin. And then number two, the din of shas habiur requires, when it comes, we explained earlier, every fruit or vegetable or grain has its own shas habiur. That's in the eighth year. After this coming Rosh Hashanah, after Shemitah will be over, so the tomatoes and the potatoes and the oranges and the apple, each one is going to have its own shas habiur. So what are you supposed to do when that, and they're going to have charts in Eretz Yisrael. So when the shas habiur comes, you're supposed to declare in the presence of three, Achenu Kabeis Yisrael, I'm mafkir all of these potatoes, and then the next week I'm mafkir all the tomatoes, and next week I'm mafkir all the oranges, whatever. You leave it hefker for a day or two, and then you reclaim it. So, and if you didn't mafkir it in advance of the shas habiur, so it's usually assumed that you can't be mafkir it later after the shas habiur and reclaim it. If it belonged to you during the shas habiur, and you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of beer, you weren't mafkir it in advance, then we assume that it's forbidden, you're not allowed to eat it. So that only applies if you don't have an oitzah bezin. But if bezin is in charge of distributing it, so then we assume that there's no need for beer, because the whole idea of oitzah bezin is, bezin is supervising it in the state of hefker. We were mafkir it. We were mafkir all the stuff in advance. And the bezin's responsibility is to distribute it fairly and democratically and evenly among the public. So then the din of shas habiur doesn't apply to whatever has an oitzah bezin on it. So that's why they organized in Eretz Yisrael, different organizations under rabbinical supervision have organized that you have an oitzah bezin, and you thereby avoid the both issues, the issue of the shas habiur and the issue of schora, and the third issue that you avoid is also the din of shvi'is tafeses d'meho.